Begin the current daf, Masechta Zvachim, daf Gimel. Begin on the bottom of the Beis Mabeis, on the bottom line, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is Ravina said to Rapapa, "I woe to you that you weren't here in the Tchum on the previous day on Shabbos, that you couldn't come and hear such great teachings that were said by Rava, where Rava had posed a contradiction to give an answer. What was the contradiction? The halacha of our Mishnah, which opened up our Masechta, said that Zvachim need to be slaughtered Lishma. Now, if it's done shaloi lishma, so it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the owner. What's if it's done stama, without any specific intention, not for the carbon, but not explicitly for not being the carbon? So on that, as we proved in the previous stuff, the halacha is that stama is going to be lishma. It's going to be kosher. However, there's another halacha that requires lishma, the laws of gittin, of sefer krisis. There, that said Rava, the halacha is stama is shaloi lishma. It's going to be pasul. So is stama lishma or not? So now he gave an answer why there's a fundamental difference regarding the default position of Kachim, which is Stama Lishman, in contrast to Gerishin, which is not Stima of the Noshim LeGerishin Lemedes. But the Gemara then said, we did Rava know these points that he was asking on them? So we proved in the previous stuff how he knows that by Zvachim Stama is Lishman. And now the Gemara is in the middle of trying to figure out, where did he know that by Getin, by Gerishin, that Stama is going to be Pasal? So the Gemara first attempted to bring a proof from the beginning of the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, which then the Gemara throughout our daf is going to continuously try to bring proofs from more novel cases of that Mishnah. Where if someone was walking in the street and they heard the scribe saying, just for teaching purposes, that this guy divorced this woman from this town, this guy says, hey, that's exactly my name, my wife's name, and from my town, let me use that as it gets. So that the Mishnah says is going to be puzzle. So you see that even though it's written stumman, wasn't written at any specific intention, it's going to be possible, which the Gemara says, no, like Rav Papa, because there wasn't written for the intention of Croesus at all. It wasn't written for divorce purposes. It's just for illustrative purposes. And since it doesn't have the element of Croesus to it, because it wasn't even written for to be used as a get, it was just written to teach students, and therefore it's not going to be kosher, but maybe it was written generic, but for Croesus purposes, maybe then actually stumman would be lishman and would be kosher. So we don't have a proof yet. How we know, which was part of, to explain how Rava had the question to ask his contradiction, that by Gittin, unlike Zvachim, Stamman is possible. So the Gemara says, El Maha, rather it's from the next case of that Mishnah within Masechtas Gittin, as we continue on top of Gimel and Alf. Said the Mishnah, Yesra came. Even more than this, a bigger Chiddush of that it's going to be possible, is Kasav Legarish Esh Istei V'Nimlach. Someone wrote a get to divorce his wife, and then he changed his mind and said, no, he's not going to divorce her. Then Matzeh ben Iroi v'Amalei, then another city dweller, found this guy who changed his mind from not divorcing his wife and said to him, he said, look, I know you wanted to divorce your wife. You changed your mind. Shmi kishmecha b'shem ishtik shem ishtacha. We live in the same town, so the town is already the same. My name and my wife's name is the same as your wife and your wife's name. Let me just use your ged so I could save the money on those expenses. Says the Mishnah of Pasul Garishba. It's invalid to use for divorce purposes. So even there where it was written for the purposes of Croesus, and yet still we see that it's going to be Pasul, obviously because since it wasn't written for this woman's sake, even if it's written Stam, just for Croesus, it's going to be Pasul. So it's like, no, Demishani Hasa, maybe over there it's going to be different, because actually that's not a case of Stama, of written unspecified. To the contrary, that is explicitly being done Shaloi Lishma. Where even by Zvachim, we said, if it's done explicitly for a different type of a carbon, it's going to be possible. Why? Because the intikle, because it was already removed from the category of being used from any man and woman, l'shem gerishin dahu, for the purposes of that man and that woman. But maybe that would tell you, if it was just written generic, without any specific intention, stama, maybe then actually would be lishma, would be kosher. So Ella rather says, Gemara Maha. Rather, the proof is from the next case in that Mishnah over there, which is even a bigger Chiddush, because here it's at least going to be the same man. Where the Mishnah says, Yesra Kain, even more than this, is going to be, V'yeshle Shtei Nashim, Sheshmeisei and Shavas. A man has two wives, that they're both their first names are the same. Kasav Agarash HaSagdeilis, it says the Mishnah, if let's say he wrote to get because he wanted to divorce the older wife, and then he changed his mind, actually wants to divorce the younger wife, Lo Yagarash B'Yisagitan, he's not allowed to use it to divorce the younger one. So here, you have the same man, and yet still we see that he can't use it for the other woman, obviously because unless it's written specifically for that woman, it's going to be possible, because Staman is going to be not Lishman. That's what the Gemara, no, Damashani Hasan, maybe there also it's different. The intikle Lishim Gerishin Dahi, ultimately it was removed from the category of generic of Stam for that woman, the older woman. Now you can't use it for the young woman. But let's say it was written without any intention whatsoever, just written stama, maybe then it would be considered lishman, and it would be kosher, so we don't have a raya that by getting stama is going to be pasul. So the rather says the Gemara Maha. from the next case of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, yes, I can. Even more than this, a bigger chiddush in the psul, in the invalidation of a get not being written lishma, is amar lelavler. A man says to the scribe, kasuv, want you to write a get for my wife's name. Let's say it's Rachel. And both, as we said, wives are Rachel. But he says, ule'ezah she'erz agarish. Not like the previous case where he intended it for the old one and then he changed his mind for the young one. No, he says, write me a get for Rachel, and whichever one I will want, I'll use to divorce it with. Says the Mishnah, Pasul Garish, but it's invalid to be used to divorce. So you see, here it's clearly stama. It's not written specifically for one or the other, and it's going to be possible to use for either one of them. So you see that stama is possible. So think about it, no, not a riot. The Mishan Nehasim, maybe that case is different because of the principle of the Ein Breira. There's no retroactive clarification, meaning it's worse than when you write it unspecified. Why? Because maybe at the moment when he had it written, his intention of the husband was not for this woman. And therefore, if it wasn't for this one, then it was by default being written for the other woman because of one of those two. And therefore, it would be like being written explicitly Shalai Lashma. But if it was written just generic, a divorce document for a woman with that name, and then it's used, maybe then actually it would be kosher. So El Mahar rather says the Gemara, the proof is from the following Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. Mishnah says, a case of Tevse Gittin, a scribe who's writing the generic text. There's two parts, the primary parts of a get. There's the generic part, which every get has those lines. And then you have what's called the Tarif, which is the individual part, which has his name, her name, certain specifics that are related to this couple. So there's a scribe who's writing the generic text that he should have available, ready, when a couple wants to get divorced. It says, the Mishnah Tzorch Sheinich has to leave open and not fill in Malkama Ish or Malkama Isha. He has to leave the space to write the husband's name and the wife's name. And he can't pre-write common names like Yaakov and Rachel. He has to leave it open. Or Malkama Edim or Malkama Zman, the place of where the witnesses have to sign and where the date goes. Now, that's what the Mishnah says. He said that after sheinich makam, the scribe also has to leave the place of where the words in the get which say hare admu teres lachal adam, behold, you are permitted to every single person. Which is really the primary element of the get, which is to permit her to divorce her, to permit her to marry to other people. But one thing we see is that that line, which could be written generic, it's just saying hariyat, whoever ad is going to be, that stama, just pre-writing it, is going to be possible. And that's why we have to leave it to write it only when this husband is going to be divorcing this wife. Even though it's being written for the purposes and utility of creases when they'll have such a couple, obviously you see that by gittin, staman is not lishman, it's going to be possible. And therefore, Rav had his contradiction by our Mishnah, by our halachas, by Zavachim, the inference is that staman is lishman. By getting stomach is not lishman, and that he said, yeah, because they have different predispositions. By a carbon, its initial default position is that it will be brought lishma, it's going to be sacrificed, and therefore we assume it's for its sake. Contrast, by getting a woman is not by default prepared to be divorced, and therefore unless it's specifically done for her, it's not going to be kosher. Stomach is not going to be lishman. Now continues the Gemara, going back on Ravina and Rav Papa, where he had told him that Rava had posed contradictions and you missed out, and he gave answers. So he said, Surami Milsachriti. And he had also another contradiction that he had asked. He asked, Mi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, which is brought later on, Perek B'Shamed Av Memvav Mabez. Chata Sheshachta L'Shem Oyla Psula, as we're talking about the halachas in the previous daf of our opening Mishnah, that there's a halacha called Shaloy Lishma, a carbon that's not sacrificed for it, but rather for a different type of a carbon, kosher, but it's not Ol L'Bayim Shem Chayv, it's not going to be worked, it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the owner. Whereas actually by Chatas and Pesach, it's actually going to be possible. So Rav Yehuda Rav says that if you have a karma Chatas, Shashach L'Shem Oila, Psula. If it was slaughtered for an Oila, so that's invalid. Shashach L'Shem Chulin, Kshera. But if it was, let's say, slaughtered when they're slaughtering it, the Kohen has in mind that he's going to slaughter it for an unconsecrated animal, it's actually going to be kosher. Now, the assumption right now is that this was, and this is what Rav is asking, was that this was Rav's own logic, as the Gemara explains. Seemingly, the reasoning for Rav is, demina macherba, something that it's his own, its same species, which they're both kachim, a chatas and oila, that will help to uproot its designation of chatas. Oh, you have in mind for an oila? That's going to invalidate it. But the lav mina, something that's not the same species, like chulin, which is not a type of kachim, that loy machrba, that will not destroy it. In other words, the designation that you're having in mind that it should be chulin cannot take effect on a carbon to uproot its name of what it is as a chatas, and therefore it's actually going to be kosher. That's what it seems like was the teaching of Rav. And that is Rava Remini, but that seems to be contradictory from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin we brought in the previous stuff. The Mishnah said, Kala getcha nichtav shalei l'shem isha, any divorce document that's not written for the sake of the woman, it's not written l'shma, pasul, it's going to be invalid to be used to divorce any woman. Now, the inference sounds like, is vafil l'shem avodas kachavim, even if the get was written for a non-Jewess, nami pasul, it's going to be invalid, because when the Mishnah says, if it was not written l'shem isha for this woman, sounds like, as long as it wasn't written for this woman, but rather for any other woman, even if that other woman was a non-Jewish woman who doesn't even have the halachas of gerushin, still it will be invalidating to use it to divorce this woman. Obviously, we see the lav mina that even a non-Jewish woman who's not even in the species of gerushin will still be machrev bei, will still destroy the utility of this get. But why? Why is it any different than Rav's halacha? When you do shalei l'shma on the carbon, it's possible. But when you do it, if it's not, it's min, when you're having a man for a chulin, then he says, kasha can't even validate it. So here, when you're writing this get, not for this woman, but rather for a different woman that's not even Jewish, who's not even in the min, in the species of gittin, why is that going to be an invalidating factor? But Shani and Rav had answered that there's a difference. Get, regarding a divorce document, you're right. Daloi vetis kechav minei. Let's say we take away the element of the non-Jewish woman. And because we say, like we're saying from Rav, that since she's lav mina, she's not a species of gerushin, so it cannot destroy the efficacy of the get. But still, says Rava, it's still going to be a pasul get, because, okay, so take away the fact that she can't destroy it, but havalei stama, at most it's going to be an unspecified get, because ultimately it wasn't written for this Jewish woman that we want to use it to divorce. For stama pasul, and as we illustrated before, stam gerushin is not valid. Whereas kachim by karbanos, you're right. Dal chulin minai will take away the element of the fact that it's being brought for chulin, because like we said, it's not going to take effect and they can't destroy it because it's not from the same species as kachim. So what are you left with? Havalei stama. So, okay, it wasn't done for chatas, but it's not going to be considered done for chulin because that's lav mina. So it's like unspecified. It wasn't specified for anything. The stomach shame, like we said before, which was part of Rava's previous contradiction, stam kachim is going to be kasher, and that's why there's no contradiction between Rav's teaching and that Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. So then he said, v'ramim milsachriti. And Rava, what you missed out, he actually posed another contradiction. I'll continue on this theme. Umi amar b'hudim Rav, did he say, chata sheshachta l'shem oila psula, that yeah, if you slaughter karma chatas and then you're having intention that it should be an oila, that's going to invalidate it. Shachtel shem chulin gesherah, but if you slaughter it for the purpose of chulin, then it's going to be kosher. It's like we said, alma demina machirba. Obviously, that it's only when it's the same species that it could destroy it, that it could interfere, that it could ruin it. The loy mina loy machirba. If it's not the same species, like for chulin, that's not even going to destroy it. It's not going to invalidate the carbon. However, and that poses rub of the contradiction. But latanya, we learned in the brisa where the brisa quotes a pasuk in Vayikra where it says kol kli cheres, any earthenware vessel. Where the pasuk there says in Perek Yudalef pasuk lamagimel asher yipol mehem el toichai, that it will fall into the airspace of that earthenware vessel. So the pasuk there concludes kol asher b'toichai yitma, whatever is inside that earthenware vessel will become tamei from the sherets, from the vermin that falls into that's tamei. Vayisus ishbar, and you have to break the oven, it's tamei. Now the brisa says a drasha from this word. If the sherets falls into the airspace of the earthenware vessel like an oven. But it will not transmit tumah to things that are inside what's inside it. Meaning, if there's a vessel inside the oven, and the opening of that vessel is above the airspace of the oven, and inside that kli there's food or beverage, and you have the sherets in the oven itself, the food that's in the kli is going to be tar. And that's how the Brisa explains it in Taras Kainim. Now, because if, let's say, the opening of the kli that's in the oven actually would not be above the airspace of the oven, but actually in the oven itself, then the food items in the kli would not be considered toich toichai, inside what's inside of it. It would just be inside the oven, because ultimately it's still in the airspace of the oven. But we're talking about that if the vessel that's in the oven opens above the airspace of the oven, so what's those beverages or food items are not in the oven, they're in something that's inside the oven, they're not going to become tamei. That asks Rava. Now, from the pasuk, it seems to indicate that even if that vessel that's inside the earthenware oven is a metal kli, it's still going to save and protect the food items that are inside that kli. In other words, we don't have to tell you that if you have an earthenware vessel inside the oven, that it's going to save and protect the food items that's inside of it, because as we're saying, because that's toich toiche, that's inside something that's inside the oven. Now, what does that mean? Meaning because the vessel itself, you cannot say that, well, first it becomes tummy in the ear space, because it's in the ear space of the oven that has the sherets. Oh, now that the kli became tummy, it should transmit tumma to the things, to the food items that's inside of it. No, that you can't say, because the earthenware vessel does not become tummy from its exterior. And its interior and its interior is not open in the oven, because like we said, it opens only on the top of the oven. So on that is what the Bryce is teaching, and that's what is being asked by Rava. It seems to indicate that even a metal vessel, which does contract tumma from its exterior, in this case, it's going to be tahar, the actual vessel, and it will also say what's inside of it because of teich teiche. Because the Gemara says in the first parak of Masechet Nafchav Mabez that it's only food items that contract tumma from the ear space of an earthenware vessel that there's a sherets inside of it, but a vessel, even the metal vessel, does not contract tumma in the ear space of an earthenware vessel. So it's seemingly from the pasuk the Brice is expounding on that it says only what's inside, but not what's inside what's inside of it. But seem to indicate that even not just an earthenware vessel will say, but even the metal, which has that bigger chiddush, that even though generally metal could contract, but regarding the halachas of an earthenware vessel, that's the metal kli is inside of it, it does not contract tumma from the sherets that's in the ear space. But one thing asks Rav from the fact that we see that even the metal vessel is going to save, obviously that even though it's lav mine, it's not the same species as the earthenware vessel that it's in. Still, it's going to disrupt, and it will take away and nullify the designation of the food items being inside the oven. We're saying it gets in the way. So therefore, as Rabbi here also, we should say that the designation of chulin should also be, although it's lav minay, should also invalidate, because we say lav minay is machriv. We see even though it's a different species, it does disrupt. And that says the Gemara, Vishani, and he answered, that actually, no. Truthfully, like Rav had said, that lav minay lav macherbe. If it's not the same species, it's not going to destroy. Now, however, a metal kli, in regards to the kli cheris that it's inside of, which the oven generally was an earthenware vessel, is considered the same species. Why? Because ultimately it's a vessel. And the oven is a vessel, although one's metal, one's earthenware, it's still considered the same species. In contrast, however, asu chulun etzel kadshim, regarding the case of Rav, they made having an intention for chulin regarding this carbon, which is kachim, which are karmachatas, that's considered lav mina. It's not the same species. Similar to the laws that we're asking from tuma, kemechitza itl tanar, how partition is regarding an oven, which the Gemara shortly is going to bring, that actually a partition does not help to separate between the sherets that's in the oven and the food items on the other side of the partition. Why? Because lav mina, since it's not the same species, it's not going to disrupt and it's not going to get in the way, and therefore it will transmit tuma. Meaning, mamechitza etzal tana, just like a partition regarding an oven, lamahani laklal, doesn't help at all because it's lav minoi, it's not going to disrupt. Avchul etzal kachim, so too, unconsecrated animal regarding karbanis, if one is having that intention when he's slaughtering the karmachatis to be a chulin, lamahani laklal, it's not going to help at all. And what's this comparison, says the Gemara? Meaning, so the Gemara is essentially answering that, no, Rav holds lav mina ina macher is true. But, let's say, two types of vessels is considered the same min. In contrast, here, by the klishetif, that's going to be considered, klishetif is considered the same min. In contrast, the chul netzel kachem, like in Rav's case, is totally ina mina, similar to how machitza is by a tana. What's that parallel? It's not like within the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. That says, Tanur shechatzatze b'nesarim ibiris. If someone has an oven that he partitioned, that he separated with planks or with curtains, meaning that he made a wall in the middle of the oven and split it going all the way up to the top in the opening of the oven, all the way up to the top. V'nimtzer sheretz b'makom echad, and there was a vermin, a dead sheretz that's on one side of the wall. Hakol tamei, everything in the oven is going to be tamei, even the food items is on the other side of the mechitza. So again, you see this idea where, because since it's totally einei minoi, it's not the same thing as the earthenware vessel. It's considered different species. Totally, a mechitza is not the same element as a kli, and therefore it's not going to be chaitz. It's not going to be machrif because it's einei minoi. Continues the braisa. Kaveres shehi pechusa, regarding a vessel that's in the shape of a beehive, which is opened. meaning it's not a full closed vessel. It's broken. Now the reason why it says p'chusa, that it's open, is to make it not into a vessel, but rather to turn it into an element of like a mechitza, like a partition. Because actually, if it was a whole beehive, a whole vessel, then actually it would save the food items that's inside of it. As we said before, that even a metal vessel saves in the food item that's inside of it, that when this vessel is inside of the oven that has the sherets inside of it. But now that it's p'chusa, that it's damaged, that it's broken, it's not considered a kli, and at most what it could be would be considered like a mechitza, like a partition. So that says the b'raisa, that if you have this beehive, which is broken, but upkuku bakash, but still the broken parts of the beehive are stuffed up with straw, which that's an added novelty, that even though it's stuffed up those broken parts with straw, that still doesn't make it into a vessel. And this is even if the opening of the beehive is up above the opening of the oven, it's still not going to save the food that's inside of it. As the b'raisa says, if umushaleshes, if this is hanging into la'avar ataner, into the ear space of the oven, and you have a sheretz patechi, you have a sheretz inside the beehive, that vessel that's in the shape of a beehive, hatanur tame. The oven will be tame, because that's considered in the ear space. It's considered the same as one as the oven. And so to the other way, if sheretz patan, if you have a sheretz in the oven, eichlin shabatecha tameim, the food that's inside of this beehive will be tame. And that's like what we said, because since it's lav mina, it's not the same species, because we're saying we're considering this beehive like a mechitza, like a partition, not a kli. So it's not going to disrupt, to nullify the designation of it being considered teichai. It's not going to make it into teich teichai. It's just teichai, it's in the oven itself, and therefore the foods, although it's in this beehive, will become tamei. Now, however, continues the b'raisa, but v'rebeliezer mitar. He actually says that no, the food items inside that beehive, that's on the other side of the mechitza, will be tar. Because Amar Beliezer says, kal v'chaimer, says I can prove by logic, by kal v'chaimer, that actually will be tar. Because im hitzel b'meisa chamer, if a partition protects from somebody becoming tame, in regards to such a severe tumma like tumas mes, which is a very severe tumma, it conveys tumma in a greater dimension than most things, and yet a partition will separate and say, well, this is one room, this is another room, and the mess if it's in one room will not transmit tumma to someone that's in the other room. So loy tatzel b'kli cheres hakal, so you don't think it's going to save in regards to an earthenware vessel, which is more lenient in regards to the laws of sheretz, which is a lower level tumma, you don't think that it's going to save? You're saying that in this earthenware vessel of the oven is the sheretz hanging over there, and you're making a partition, of course it's going to save, because a partition saves even by olam es. To which Amar Lai, the Chacham said to him, they disagreed, they said, Lai, no, that's not the case. As a continuum at base, because im hitzel, if yes, a partition protects and saves, b'meis chamer, even by the laws of a dead person, which is severe, and it'll protect by oil hames, which a partition does separate. Which, yeah, the vessels on the other side of the wall will be tar, as the Pasuk says, b'midbu yates, kala sheba'oil yitma, whatever is in the oil, in that domain, will be tame. But here, when you make a partition, it's not in that oil, it's considered different oil. You know why? Shekain, like the Giris is, as the Shitin Mugabetz is bringing Shekain, Chulkin Oihalim. Because it separates into different rooms, because meaning it's a normal practice of people to separate oil, a room, with a wall. So therefore, when you make a wall, it makes the other room into its different oil. However, Tatzel Bakli Cheres Hakal, do you really think to say that a partition will protect by the lighter law of tumma of sheretz in the earthenware vessel? Shein chalukin by aholen. Where there, one does not separate an earthenware vessel like an oven with mechitzes. You don't do that. It's not rooms. And therefore, the mechitzes is not going to be considered a valid partition. And therefore, it will be considered still teichai inside, although you have this partition, but we don't consider partitions as a valid element in an oven, in an earthenware vessel. And therefore, we still consider it inside the oven, and therefore the food items will become tamei, not like Rabbi Eliezer wants to say. So on that, the Gemara concludes. So, ha'teinech l'Rabbanan, we understand how it was resolved, the opinion of Rav, according to the Rabbanan, that yeah, they say that a mechitza will not protect. That's like Rav, who says, yeah, because since it's not the same species, a partition is different than the earthenware vessel. One's a vessel, one's a partition. It's not the same species. So it's not going to disrupt, and it will not make it into teich teichai or like in a separate oil, and therefore it will become tamei. So that fits with Rav's principle. But as the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Michael, and Mekon, Rabbi Eliezer, who we just quoted, who disagrees with the Chacham, what are you going to say? Do we have to say that Rav is contingent in Machlekes Tanaim? Because seemingly, Rabbi Eliezer is disagreeing with Rav. Because he seems to be saying that, yeah, no, even enoy minoy, even the partition, will be macher, will disrupt a kli of a kli cheres and say that it's not going to make the things on the other side of mechitza tame. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Eliezer, truthfully, we could say Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rav. And therefore, like in the case of Rav, where it's kachim and chulin, he's going to hold that, no, it's not going to be machriv, it's not going to make it puzzle when you have in mind shalei lishma for chulin. But in regards to the halacha that he's talking about, regarding the laws of partition and tumah, that from a kavachemer kama, that it was coming from the principle of a kavachemer. And that, like he said, since the laws of mess are very stringent and still a partition is going to protect regarding tumah, so he said, kal v'chaymer, that's one of the 13 hermeneutic principles, that a klicher is for sure, which is even the more lenient tumah, for sure a mechitz is going to have to protect, because a sheretz is more lenient. But in general, when you don't have a kal v'chaymer, then yes, he would agree to Rav that ein aminay would not be macher. Here it's just based on the kal v'chaymer, that he has to say that it will be matzel and it will be macher. And that is the Gemara, but if that's what you're saying, why Rabbi Eliezer they would disagree, then hasam nami lema kavachemer, then even in the case of Rav, then we should also say the principle of a kavachemer to uproot Rav's logic. You should say, kachim, mechal and kachim, even if, when someone is sacrificing karmachatas, if he has in mind a different kachim, which is at least very similar in the sense, where you're doing it for an oila, still it's considered shalai lishma, and it's going to be desecrating it and saying it's not a valid kamechatas. So chulin lekoshkin. So isn't it a kavachaymer for sure that if you're having in mind something that even more far out, like a chulin, for sure, based on the kavachaymer, that's going to be puzzle? So if you're saying that a kavachaymer uproots the principle of Rav, of ein aminid not being macher, then you should say the same thing in Rav's halacha too. Then that still disproves Rav, who says that no, when you bring a chatas l'shem chulin, it's not going to be puzzle. Sailor rather says the Gemara, you're right. Time of the Rav, the reason of Rav is from a different source. And therefore that will resolve the difficulty and there won't be a contradiction with Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer, not the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer. The Amr Rabbi Eliezer said, my time of the Rav. He came to explain what's the reasoning of Rav's halacha. He brings a source, a passing of a yukr. It says, es Yisrael, they should not desecrate the sanctity, the karbanis of the Jewish people. That which they elevate to Hashem. Now, from the word v'loyichalu, that they should not be mechal, the kachim in Israel, sounds like kachim mechal and kachim. They, meaning the kachim themselves, should not be used to desecrate, because only a kachim could be mechal kachim. Vein chul mechal and kachim. But someone that's chul, that's unconsecrated, cannot even be mechal kachim. And that's how he explains the pasuk, that there's nothing else that could desecrate the kachim in Israel, only kachim itself. And it's exerts akasa. So that is the source for Rav's halacha. So nothing to do with the logic, like we said, that ein minay is not being machav. It's a kavach. It's exerts akasa. That only kachim can machal kachim. But on that, as the Gemara, but Alma, so we see that according to Rabbi Lazar, that we want to explain that teaching of Rav according to him, that asakra, that a pasik of aloyichalu, could come and afki mekavachaymer. And could uproot a kavachaymer. Because as we just asked before, when we thought Rav was based on the principle of ein aminay not being machriv, we wanted to say, from a kavachaymer, if kachim is mechal kachim, which is even more far, for sure should be mechal kachim. And that was saying, no, but the Gezeres HaKasav says that only kachim is mechal kachim, not chulin. So you see that a pasik uproots a kavachaymer. And that is the Gemara, then hachanami leisit toichai, then here also, in regards to the law of Rabbi Eliezer that we were just discussing, which is say that the pasuk of Taichai, which in a sense is an extra pasuk, because as the Gemara is going to expound later on, how do we know this halacha of Taichai and not Taich Taichai? It's not from logic, it's actually based on Exeris HaKasav. Why say extra vav, Taichai? Just say Taich, anything that falls, a sheretz that falls into the oven. Why Taichai? Means in it and not in something that's in it. Meaning it has, if there's a vessel in it, then what the foods are inside that vessel are not going to become tummy. Now, you said before, based on logic, that the only thing we're excluding is if it's in a vessel that's in the earthenware vessel. But you said, but if let's say it's a partition, which is not its same species, that then it's not going to disrupt. If not, like Rabbi Eliezer wanted to say, because of a kavachaymer. So therefore, ask the Gemara, so it's difficult. Why are you saying a kavachaymer? But let this pasuk of Teichai come and lefke mekavachaymer and uproot the kavachaymer. Meaning, from the fact that we're excluding, which is a drush, like we're saying. We're saying the Gzeres HaKasav is coming to tell us Toichai and not Toich Toichai. So the inference is, but if something is inside the oven itself, it will always become Tamei. Now, if you're saying, like Rabbi Eliezer, that a Mechitza does save, then why do you need the Pasig to exclude Toich Toichai? If even inside the oven itself, when it's Toichai, you could save, like when you have a partition, it's still inside, it's not inside something else that's inside it, it's still in the oven, you just have a partition. So Toich Toichai, so when it's inside something, do you need to tell me that it's not going to become Tame? Of course. And because anything that's on the other side of the Mechitza is still considered Toichai according to Rav, because he said that when it's not Minoi, it's not going to destroy. And still, so therefore, then it should still save based on the principle of the Kal V'chomer. So what do you need Gzeres HaKasav? Obviously, the reason why you have the Gzeres HaKasav is to say that no, only Toich is going to save. But when it's Toichai, even when you have Mechitza, although Rebbe Eliezer has a Kal V'chomer, it will not save. So then that is again is a contradiction with the principle we're saying with Rebbe Eliezer. Because Rebbe Eliezer says, no, Kal V'chomer, that it's going to save with Mechitza because it saves by mess. But you just told me an explanation from Rebbe Eliezer and Rav's teaching that, no, it's a Gzeres HaKasav. But what's Gzeres HaKasav? Gzeres HaKasav uproots the Kal V'chomer that should say that Kachem V'chulin should become possible, then say the same thing with Rebbe Eliezer too. So that says, Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer would tell you, Hai Toichai, this pasuk of Toichai that we're asking from, that's coming to exclude Toich Toichai, and you want to infer, oh, so obviously if you're saying only Toich Toichai saves, but let's say when it's in Toichai itself, even though there's a Mechitza, that it's not going to save, which contradicts Rebbe Eliezer's teaching, and that says Rebbe Eliezer, no, not Rebbe Eliezer, it says Rebbe Eliezer, mi boyle. No, you need that pasuk to teach something else. It's actually not being used to say that it's only Toich Toichai, and therefore excluding a Mechitza. No, Mechitza would also save. You need it lo'ichlin shegivlin betit, for food items that were kneaded with clay all around, where a sheretz cannot touch the food item because it's totally covered in clay. Now, moreover, v'chnisin la'aver taner. Then this was put into the airspace of an oven. And that is what says Rebbe Lazar. That's what we learn from Teicha, that these things are being included, that they're going to become tameh from the drasha. Why? Because we're saying Teicha is tameh and not Teich Teicha, like you said. That it's only what's inside something else that's inside the oven, that's where it's going to save. But if it's just covered with clay, that's not going to disrupt, to nullify the designation of the term Teichai, because it's not the same species. It's not a kli in a kli, it's just clay. In such a situation, it's not going to disrupt the element of Teichai, so it's going to become tummy. Now, because as the Gemara explains, you would have thought to say, no, since this food item cannot become tame if a sheretz would touch it, because it can't touch it, it's totally covered in clay. So you would think that also that in the airspace of the sheretz in the same oven, it also cannot contract tame from the sheretz. That's what we're learning out from Toichai, which is an exclusionary term, because it's only something that's inside something else that's inside the oven, what's called Toichai, that's not going to become tame. But these things will become tame. However, that's what the Gemara is concluding. Rebbe Eliezer will explain for Rebbe Eliezer, but a mechitza, even though it's not the same species, the Kal V'chomer will come ahead and include it, and to say that it will disrupt it, we don't necessarily say, in this case, that the Gzeres HaKasav is going to be mired from the Kal V'chomer, because that's not what the Gzeres HaKasav is coming to teach. Yeah, a Gzeres HaKasav could be mired of Kal V'chomer, like we said by Kachem HaChulin. But here, that's not what the Gzeres HaKasav is coming to teach. It's only coming to be mired when you have a food item that was covered in clay. But the Kal V'chomer will still stand, because the Gzeres HaKasav is not coming to exclude that if it's matzel, the mechitza, in Oil HaMes, it's going to save in a Kli Cheres. But the Rabbanah who disagree with Rebbe Eliezer, they would tell you that no, Hanach, these food items, lo tzrichi kra, they don't need a pasuk, meaning this extra vav, which we expound later on, that's toichai, to exclude toichai, that is being said that these food items that are covered in clay, you don't need a pasuk to include them. Unlike who Rebbe Eliezer said for Rebbe Eliezer, that he says that's what Teich is coming to include and exclude by Teich Teichai, is these food items, the Rabbanan say that no. That you just know from the pasuk itself, even without the extra vav, just from Teich, because these things are inside the airspace of the oven. And why would you think that they should be tar? And although the Gemara explained for Rabbi Yezer, because since it does not become tummy by touching, so therefore you would think it should not become tummy from the ear space, and that's what you need the pasuk to exclude. Rabban hold that no. What does one have to do with the other? Touching is one thing, ear space is another thing. Why would we think it would not become tummy from the ear space? It is in the ear space, even though it has nothing to do with touching, and therefore they hold it doesn't need a pasuk. Rather, taichai is coming to exclude taich taichai, which excludes the kavuchaymer, mechitza will not be matzel, and therefore they hold that it will be tummy, which is like the principle that Rabbi Lazar said for Rav, that gzeis hakasav could uproot a kavuchaymer, and therefore by kachim and chulin, the gzeis hakasav tells you only kachim is machal kachim, but kachim is not machal when you have in mind for chulin. Mark continues on this type of discussion. Rav Yosef bar Amirami. Now the Gemara continues. Previously we had been saying what was said from Rava, the previous Shabbos contradictions. Continuing on this topic with the same thread of theme, Rav Yosef bar Ami asked the following contradiction, Shinu Kodesh, a change of designation of sanctity, which is, let's say, someone's bringing karmachatas and he has a mind for a karban oila, which we're talking about in our Mishnah, what's called Shalei Lishma. Ashinu Bailim, regarding the topic on a change of designation of owners. We have, let's say, the karma chatas being brought by Reuven was had in mind by the one who's slaughtering it to bring it for a carbon chatas for Shimon, to atone for Shimon, which the Gemara will tell us later on is actually invalid because the Pasuk says it has to be brought l'chaper or love to atone for him, which the drush is v'leich haverib, not if it's brought for his friend. So he has a contradiction regarding these two changes of designations. Umishani, and he answered. What was the contradiction? As follows. He asked, "Mi amar Rav? Did Rav really say chata sheshachta l'shem chatas?" A different teaching of Rav, in a similar vein, but actually from the inverse, the opposite direction. A karma chatas that's slaughtered for a different karma chatas. Let's say someone has to bring a chatas for he ate forbidden fats. So it's called a chatas chelav, and it was slaughtered for the purpose of being a karma chatas, but a different karma chatas, where like for a sin offering that he had by mistake eaten blood. This halacha is brought later on in the paragon of Zayin and Aleph. So said Rav, Ksher, it's going to be kosher. Although it was done technically Shalei Lishma, but since it was still a Karma Chatas, it's going to be kosher. L'shem Ayla B'sula, but if you had in mind for it to be a Karma Ayla, then it's going to be invalid. Now Alma says, so he asked, Delav Mina Macherba, which this is coming from the other direction, that obviously you see that something that's not the same species is disruptive, because a Chatas for an Ayla is not the same exact thing. But if it's the same species, then it's not going to disrupt, which is different than what we said before, but that's because it's coming from the different categories versus in the same category. In the same category, when it's kachim, but chatas for oila, then it's possible. But if it's the same species, a chatas for a different chatas, it's not going to disrupt. It's not going to make it possible. On that, he asked Rabbi Yosef bar Ami, but va'amar Rav. Rav said regarding Shinu Bailim, and one changes the designation of the owner as follows. It says, a chatas of Reuven, Sheshach Tami, that was slaughtered for someone else to atone for Shimon. So if Shimon was Shemachuyiv chatas, if instead of doing it the chatas for Reuven, it was being slaughtered for Shimon, who also is obligated in the chatas, so then Psula, then it's going to be in that Shemachuyiv chatas, Psula is going to be invalid. Amish Shemachuyiv Oila, sure, but let's say the chatas of Reuven was slaughtered for Shimon, who is obligated not in the chatas but in the carbon oil, it's actually going to be kosher. It says that he asked, Alma, so obviously you see, the bar mina machrba, only if it is the same type, where they're both for chatases, then it disrupts. The lav mina loy machrba, but if it's not the same type, where it's actually for an oil of Shimon, then it's not going to disrupt. That seems to contradict Allah he said by Shina Kaidish. And that Amashani answered that no, it's based on how you expound the psukim. Hasim over there by Shina Kaidish, where we know that that's pasul, we learn it out from a pasuk in Vayikra, where it says, v'shachat oisa l'chatas, if he slaughters it for a karba chatas, which Amar Chmana, the Torah is telling us that the slaughtering has to be for the carbon itself, for the purpose of a karba chatas. Now, however, v'hari chatas l'shem chatas nishchata, in the case when he does chatas chelev for chatas dam, so that's going to be valid, because ultimately slaughtered for karba chatas, therefore it's going to be kosher. In contrast, Hacha over here by Shina Bailim, the reason where we know it's Pasul, we learn it out from the Pasuk that says, V'chiper Olav Ksiv. The Pasuk says, and it's going to be atoned for him, which the drasha is, Olav Olay Chaveri, for him and not for his friend. But now, what that tells us is, Chaveri Dum Yedidei, that his friend is similar to him, meaning when they're the same type, then it's going to disrupt and nullify the designation, meaning Shemachuyiv Kapara Kamaise, where if he's obligating the same atonement, this carbon has to be for him, not for his friend, meaning his friend that has the same carbon, if you do it for the friend, then it's going to be possible. But if it's a carbon island, then it's not going to be possible. So it's not a contradiction because it's based on the limud of where you learn it out from. If it's only mina that's machrev and not eni mina, or the other way, only eni is machrev and not mina. Continuing on this theme, Rav Chaviva Rami, he posed the following contradiction. Shine bailam atoich toichai, a change of owners to this halacha that we mentioned before of a food item that's inside a vessel that's inside an earthenware vessel that has the sherets inside of it. Umashani, and he answered the contradiction. He asked Rav Chaviva, did Rav really say chatas shachta amisha mechuyev chatas psula regarding the halach of shina bailam? Karmachatas that was slaughtered for someone else. Reuven's karmachatas was slaughtered for Shimon, who was also obligated in karmachatas. Then it's possible, but amisha mechuyev oilek sheir. But if let's say it was slaughtered for someone else for Shimon that was actually obligated in oila, then actually the chatas of Reuven's going to be kosher. So amad demina macher. But obviously you see that it's only when it's the same type, same species, then it's going to be a problem. Lav mina le macher. But if let's say it's not the same type, he had in mind for the oila of Shimon, then it wouldn't be disruptive. But Vatanya in the Braisa that says toichai. The pasuk says that if there's the sheretz is inside the ear space and the food is inside the ear space, then it's going to become tamei. V'loy toich toichai. But not if it's inside something that's inside the oven. That's not going to become tamei. Which sounds like a filiklishat of matzel. Even the metal vessel inside the earthenware vessel, which is not the same species. One's metal, one's earthenware. Still, it's going to save. So you see that lav mina is machrev. Not being the same type is disruptive, in contrast to what we just said before, that not the same type is not disruptive. Mashani, and he answered that arba toichei ksivi. It says four times that we could expound in the halacha of the tum of sheretz in the earthenware vessel, the word inside of it. How so? Actually, it says the word only twice, toichei. But we expound toich and also toichei. Because the pasuk could have written el teich if it falls inside the airspace of the oven, and this is what we had been mentioning up until now. But it says an extra vav teichai. What do you need the last vav for? Those extra vavs are being used as a miut in this and not in something else. So it says two times the word teichai. One is teich teichai, and also teich teichai. Each you have each word which is two times, and then you have the extra vav which is two times, which makes a total of four. As the Gemara explains, chad legufe. One time that it says the word inside the oven is to say the actual halach itself, that food items could become tummy just by being in the ear space of an oven that has a sheretz inside of it, even though they didn't touch it. Vachad legzer shava. The other time where it says the word taich is for gzer shava, that the sheretz actually transmits tummy to the kli itself, meaning even though they didn't touch the oven that it fell into, as the Gemara tells us in Chulin of Chavdalma Beis, where it says taichai, which tells us that two things. That it's metame and it becomes tame. So the oven will make things inside of it tame and it itself will become tame. Now, chad, now you have the two vavs, which are miutim. So you have one that's teichesh azeh to teh alocha, that's only when it's inside of this, v'loy teichesh al acher, and not inside something else, meaning that's coming to exclude the halacha of a metal vessel, that a metal vessel actually does not become tame from its ear space, only if it touches it. In contrast to an earthenware vessel, like an oven, where, yeah, then actually it will become tummy just by being in the airspace. So it's only saying teichesh al zeh inside this airspace of an earthenware vessel, not of something else like metal. Yidach, the other vav, the fourth last drasha, is telling you, teichai v'loy teich teichai, like we had been explaining up until now, it's only when it's inside its airspace, but not in something that's inside it, that's inside that airspace. Now, moreover, says the Gemara, the primary drasha that's being expounded from this last vav is primarily telling you that even a metal vessel will protect what's inside of it if that metal vessel is inside of the earthenware vessel that it's in. Because if you would think it's coming to exclude only if there's an earthenware vessel that's inside the oven and its mouth opens up on top of the oven, that should protect on the food items that's inside of it, then really why would you need the extra vav to exclude that? It should just say, whatever is inside the oven without a vav should become tummy. And from where would you think to make tummy the food items that's inside the inner earthenware vessel, but that's not teichai, that's not inside the oven itself. Rather, must be teaching even regarding if the inner vessel is a metal vessel, that even that's going to save, meaning that you shouldn't say, but it's lav mine, it's not the same species, it should not disrupt the tumah of teichai. That's what we're saying. The extra vav tells you a gzeiras hakasim, that it does protect. However, but in general, that's what the Gemara is answering, I would say like Rav, that Lav Minay is not going to be disruptive. And therefore, that's why when if you slaughter a carbon chatas of Reuven for an oilav shim, which is ein amini, it's not going to be machrib. Although here by the halachas of toich toichai, a metal kli which is ein amini is going to be machrib. That's because of gzeiras hakasev, which tells you even kli shatev, and that's why it's going to disrupt. But in general, it resolves the question like Rav's halacha stands that ein amini, if it's not the same species, ein machrib, it would not disrupt. And therefore, like we said by this halacha of the chatzas of Reuven for the oil and shimen, we just had a previous halacha, which regarding if someone has in mind a kachim for chulin, that since it's ein aminai, it's ein amachav, it's not going to invalidate, and it's still going to be kasher.